Thursday, sunny and cooler with highs 11 to 17. It is time now for Headwaters with Andrew DeZingle.
Everybody's restless and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow. But don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's Radio. Got his problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Everybody's desperate, trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, their lives are incomplete. Don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's Radio. Just come.
Just say right.
I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp. Be watchful for Mohammed's man.
Don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long?
Mohammed's Radio.
Bye. Was Buddy Holly with Words of Love. Before that, we had Bruno Plum with Sickness. And before that, we had Katie Schechter with Melting Away. Special shout out to DJ Dang, who I'm in agreement with him, says that's one of the most slept on records of 2025, Katie Schechter's Empress. Every track we listen to, we seem to be a fan of every song. So, definitely going to check out that full album. And before that, we had Warren Zevon with Mohammed's Radio from the Warren Zevon album. You're tuned in to Headwaters, your source for great music here on KAXE KBXE. I'm your host today, Andrew DeZingle, and I'll be here until 11 o'clock. Then we're going to hand things over to the World Cafe, and happy to be here. It's good to be back behind the board, my first time hosting a music show in 2026, so I'm hoping it's a good one for all of you. Of course, you can let me know what you think. Text 218-326-1234. We receive support from the Lake Country Journal, a local lifestyle magazine sharing stories about the places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country, or at lakecountryjournal.com. And support for KAXE comes from the Grand Rapids Area Community Foundation, playing a vital role in connecting charitable intentions with community needs, awarding $30 million in grants and scholarships over the past 30 years to make a lasting impact in our area. More information at gracf.org. And don't forget, we've got a lot of great music going on today, including at 1 o'clock we have On the River. It's going to be your volunteer host, David John, from 1 to 4, before we hand things over to All Things Considered. And don't forget, later in this morning, we also have the Daily Slice of Green Cheese. That's going to be going on at 9:45 this morning. And at 10:30, we are going to have the request line. I'm looking for songs about starts of something or the beginning of things. Because even though it's kind of the second or third week in January, it's still the beginning of 2026. And I want us to think about songs that make us feel like, all right, we're starting something. So you can text those requests at 218-326-1234. Been hearing from a few of you already, a lot of great suggestions. So we want to hear from you, 218-326-1234. Coming up in this next block, we're hearing from John Batiste, Coulter Wall, and Melody's Echo Chamber. But to start off, we're going to hear from a band that was new to me in 2025, the New Eves. They're a pastoral post-punk and avant-folk group from Brighton, England. The Slits meet the Roaches meets Penguin Cafe Orchestra. Now, who wouldn't want to hear that? I'm a fan of this album, and I think if you like any of those three bands, you'll be a fan of this too. This is the New Eves with Highwayman.
You've been told if I ever was for sale, I never sold. It's short on flashing lights and rhinestone clothes. 1800 miles from Music Row. It's Tyson songs on fiddle and guitar. and the pedal steel man drives a real mean bar. You won't hear it on your radio. It's 1,800 miles from Music Row. Culture weird. That Atlanta red dirt band. If the band don't all got beards, you don't got these kinds of clicks where I've grown. 1,800 miles from Music Row. You won't hear speech, you see me dance. That microphone is gonna stay clipped in the stand. I won't pretend it might contend for best in the show. It's 1,800 miles from Music Row.
That was John Batiste featuring Andra Day with the song Lean On Me from John Batiste's new album, Big Money. Before that, we had Melody's Echo Chamber with In the Stars. And before that, we had Coulter Wall with 1800 Miles. And then before that, we had the New Eves with Highwayman. You're tuned in to Headwaters, your source for great music here on KAXE, KBXE. I'm your host this morning, Andrew DeZingle. We receive support from Itasca Reliable Insurance Agency, handling a complete line of auto, home, and business insurance, located on East Highway 169 in Grand Rapids. Learn more at itascareliableinsurance.com. And it's time to get rid of that old car, truck, or boat before you're stuck with it all winter. KXE's Cars program makes it quick and easy, and will even tow it away for free. The proceeds from your unwanted vehicle become fuel for your favorite community radio station. Visit kaxe.org/cars to get your car donation started, or call Heather at 218-326-1234 for more info. And don't forget, coming up at 9:45 is your daily slice of green cheese, your chance to answer a trivia question in the morning, I guess. Get a preview. quick look at the weather today. Partly to mostly sunny with highs 35 to 38 degrees. Light west winds. Tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. Steady temps in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, chance of rain mixed with snow. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 36. Breezy west winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Overnight lows falling into the single digits. And like I said, you're tuned into Headwaters. And
you are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Our very own Malachi Coons.
Thank you for having me, Andrew. It's our first time on Headwaters together.
Yes.
In the same room.
That's true. Because we've done some in between Bemidji and Grand Rapids.
Yes, but it's good to have you here. Thanks for coming over this morning.
Yeah. So the reason I wanted to have you come on is because we're about to play the album of the week. And the album of the week is Dry Cleaning's new one. It's called Secret Love. And they're a British post-punk band. This is their third album already, which is wild to me that they already have three albums because it feels like they just started yesterday. But I wanted to talk to you about the new wave of post-punk that's happened, I'd say, in the last 10 years. And Dry Cleaning, I think, is one of the highlights of the whole scene. But I wanted to get your thoughts on kind of what your feelings are toward this post-punk revival that's been happening.
Yeah, it's always interesting how many different styles of music continue to come back around. And I think the one that gets the most joked about is ska coming in waves. but we are in a new wave of post-punk music as well. And, I think it makes a lot of sense. Right around, so I asked you, when did you think that it had really boomed this next time that we are in? You gave around 2013. And I think maybe in that year or a year or two before, like, kind of lines up with my trajectory of first really getting into Joy Division. And just hearing that and thinking like, wow, this is this style of music with the bass and the lead and the guitar doing all these different kind of more jagged rhythms rather than leading the melody often. It just hit me hard. And I'm assuming that a lot of people have that same sort of, because that's where this all comes back to. This new wave, I love it. It's very much a style of music that I love. I think especially with Dry Cleaning, who we're going to hear, it can be a little easy when something has this boom. There can be a lot of derivatives, and I would say there was a few moments in the last few years where I've been like, okay, I don't know if I'm ready for even more post-punk. But her voice is so distinct and so singular, and the way they present their sound is so unique that they don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah, I would say that Florence Shaw's voice is what makes Dry Cleaning stand out from kind of the other post-punk bands that are kind of on the scene. So to give some example, like I'm talking bands like Shame, Shopping, Fontaine's DC, Yard Act, Idols.
Yes.
This British wave that's been happening. And I would say Dry Cleaning and Fontaine's DC, I think, are the two standouts right now in the scene.
Yeah.
That seem to have been not only still delivering great music, but kind of expanding their sound on both their latest albums.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. They have more. Again, I would say it's like a unique sound. You can clearly hear where they're inspired by, but they have taken it into a lot of new directions. Yeah, we also, I was just thinking Deeper. We played that Chicago band. But that's, I would say, a little bit of the outliers. It feels like last time this came around, it was New York was a hub of that wave with Interpol and the Strokes. This one, it seems like a lot of those bands, it's like gone back to Britain.
Yeah.
A lot of these bands are British bands right now. And although Irish, Fontaine's DC, obviously not going to mix those two up. But yeah, I would say it often when there's a little bit of, it seems like this, many of these bands sort of address, it can be a gloomy genre and they do have a lot of things to talk about. So I think when there's a lot of unease in the world, it seems like post-punk kind of, especially with Dry Cleaning, they have a way of addressing that through the sort of detached nature of her lyrics and these other bands. It is a sort of a, leans more of like an aggressive genre. It can still be very easy on the ear, but I think that is sort of tied into when people are feeling, young people are feeling like left out of a lot of systems or like things are a little gloomy, it sort of pops up.
But what I think makes this genre stand out is it's got the hooks.
It does
have
hooks.
Which I want in my music. Like,
I love hooks.
Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. That's one of the all-time great hooks. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I'm more pro these post-punk bands taking more from Joy Division and maybe a little New Order than some other punk bands.
Some of like the really, really jagged and obscure ones. I would agree. Yep. And I think that they can toe the line, tying things back to Secret Love. They have a few songs on this album that I would say you wouldn't necessarily. And I've seen a few reviews who are like, post-punk is sort of not broad enough to like really hammer in on what they're doing now. It's definitely where they're inspired by. So I'm not saying that they aren't that anymore. So, but I love a hook too. You need a hook. And it helps get things across too.
I was surprised to hear, because looking at the album of the week write-up, is that Jeff Tweedy is actually on one of these songs.
Yes.
I wouldn't have guessed Jeff Tweedy. Well, I guess from his books, he kind of talks about post-punk in it too, I think.
Yes.
But that he's actually on a dry cleaning song, I wouldn't have had that on my 2026 bingo card.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly if that is, how much of that is him being, you know, he's a music lover for sure. So if it is his love for dry cleaning and getting involved that way, or if it's because the Wilco's studio space, the loft, has sort of gotten to a point where it's a destination. But the album's kind of split into halves, and the more, I would say, aggressive, less hooky, more edgier songs were recorded in the UK with a different set of collaborators, and the album's more mellower, more melodic moments were all recorded at the loft in Chicago. So they kind of divvied it up that way. And yeah, we get some Wilco guitar, some Jeff Tweedy guitar on a dry cleaning album. Do people even use dry cleaning anymore?
I think so. Like, I have to for suits.
Okay. I don't think I've
ever. Maybe you're not a suit guy.
I'm not a suit guy. It's probably just saying more, but it feels like it's going away.
Another thing I wanted to talk about is Kate LeBond is the producer on this album. And I got to say, Kate LeBond has built quite a producing discography. Not just the music that Kate LeBond makes, but the producing work that she has under her belt is a pretty impressive list of artists.
Yes, she's definitely become the go-to for a certain kind of little bit off-kilter. It's like if you want hooks and you want some pop elements, but you want things to be a little out of left field, to be a little quirky, a little off, not off, but a little different, then she has become a really in demand, which I think is like one of the ways when you think about how influential people are. Clearly, a lot of bands love her style of music she was making and are now trying to like tap into that in different ways because it's been nonstop, everything she's producing. And it all sounds lovely. I don't think this one sounds like too much like Kate LeBond's music, actually.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I wouldn't guess that Kate LeBond is the producer on this album because it doesn't quite ring the Kate LeBond bell in my head, but I love it, so.
I love it. What song are you going to pick out for
us? All right, so we're going to hear from Dry Cleaning's new album, Secret Love. The song I picked, because I listened to this album on the way here so I could be prepared to talk about it.
You are a true professional.
And the song that really stood out to me was this one. This track is called Joy.
It's a horror land. Destruction. Don't give up on being sweet. Joy will build a cute harmless world. Cells and your cells need minerals. Try to make a map of the heart. Down your hollow tube. Out to find a small flat joy will. That's
time is not enough. Time will tell. It's not enough. But I wish you well. And I said, please. I fell to my knees. I'm deaf. I'm night. And everything you fear is not quite right. And you still love me, right? You're too kind. I was wrong. Without anyone noticing. Waited until I was 17 to get born. But I still love you. We'll be right back.
And that was Astra from their new album. What is the new album? Chin Up Buttercup. That song was called Siren Song. Astra is actually going to be in the cities this weekend on January 17th, performing at 7th Street Entry. I got to see Astra back in, gosh, this had to be in 2011, during when their first album came out, and it was a terrific show. Can only imagine, gotten better since then. Astra, Siren Song. Before that, we had Jeff Tweedy with Sign of Life from his triple album, Twilight Override. And start off, we heard from our Album of the Week. That was Dry Cleaning. The album is called Secret Love. That track was called Joy. Let us know what you think of the Album of the Week. Text us at 218-326-1234. This is Headwaters on KXC, your source for great music. On KXC, weekdays at 9 a.m., I'm Andrew DeZingle. Coming up at 10:30 this morning and every Monday, Request Line, where we throw out a theme and you send in your song suggestions. Today's theme is songs about the beginning or starts of something. Try to kick off 2026 here. What songs are about the beginning of things? You can text us at 218-326-1234 for Request Line at 10:30 a.m. It's time for A Slice of Green Cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer. We'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Kagan Cork in Bemidji, Crow Wing Food Co-op in Brainerd, and Hotel Rapids in Grand Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's questions. Melanie Chisholm of the Spice Girls was born on this day in 1974. While she was known as Mel C., what was her Spice nickname? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, Melanie Chisholm of the Spice Girls was born this day in 1974. While she was known as Mel C., what was her Spice nickname? Call 218-326-1234 with your guesses. And while we're waiting, I'm going to play a tune for you. This is Geese, a fan favorite of last year from their album Getting Killed. The song is called Taxes. Have a winner for the daily slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls.
With us.
And that was Geese with the song Taxes here on Headwaters. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Betsy from Grand Rapids is going to Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids for answering the question correctly. That question was, Melanie Chisholm of the Spice Girls was born this day in 1974. While she was known as Mel C, what was her Spice nickname? The answer, of course, is Sporty Spice. You can always, the question, at least listen weekdays mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. for KXE's popular green cheese trivia show. Now we're going to get back into the music. This is Bob Dylan with I Want You.
Sighs, the lonesome organ grinder cries, the silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you. Mexico, and you didn't think to ask.
still the water and climb on down from the sky. A place to land. The air became our foe, and you held onto my hand. And when we hit the water, I saw your face in fright. You were stuck and tangled, and I tried with all my might. Swam on down to shore, and by myself I fled. Tried my best to save you, but I knew you were dead. Diane, Diane, I tried to stay with the plan. Diane, Diane, I'm saying that I'm still your man. And I'm hoping you're awake at the bottom of Bitter Blue Lake. Quite right. Thought that you were sleeping and the sun was shining high.